Well, I'd appreciate your prayers tonight. I want to say, too, I'm very thankful for the privilege of being here. I usually travel quite a bit to meetings, and I haven't this year, so it's completely different for me. But the Lord's helped us. We've seen the Lord with us all the way. I want to encourage you that God's real. And he knows about all these things. And we found out in our world up there where I live that God was with us the whole time. And we wasn't always able to be in regular services. But the Lord gave us something anyway. The Lord was faithful to us, and we really appreciate that. I have a little message tonight that I want to point it particularly to those that have been oppressed, crushed down, those that feel broken. Maybe you have had failures in your life. Maybe you have had hurts in your life. Maybe life seems too big for you. Maybe you've battled in your mind. Anybody ever have a battle in their mind? Maybe you're battling in your mind. Maybe you overcome with fears. Maybe you don't understand the world that you're in, and maybe it brings a little anxiety to you. Maybe there is a lack of faith there. Maybe you don't aren't confident with the way things are going, those kind of things, which may take in all of us at some place or another, those kind of things. I want to tell you today that there is a God in heaven. And all of these things that we're experiencing have been experienced before. God is the master of everything. And most of the time, to be honest with you, most of the time I find that my battles are generally in the battles of my mind. When I can have victory over the thought processes that I have, when I have victory over those things, I have victory. And no matter what's going on, if you get your eyes off, I like to keep up with the news and those kind of things. But I want to tell you, keeping up with the news can be very disappointing. It can be depressing sometimes. It can get to you sometimes. If you're one that likes to do that, I will say, you better put a good dose of the Lord in there with it. Put a good dose of the scripture and a lot of faith in there with it to keep your head up on those kind of things, because it can be pretty depressing out there. Our world does not run on facts and truths and those kind of things. It runs on a system altogether different than the Lord's system does. And so we want to stay in the Lord's system of what the Lord's doing. And no matter what this world's doing right now, we've heard, and we're going to be inundated with the idea of COVID-19 for quite a while yet, probably. And I want to tell you, the idea of that is nothing snuck up on the Lord. This isn't an accident. It isn't something that God's people have to worry about. God is still God in all of these things. And I want to say this. I think it's impossible that God doesn't have a plan for us in this. God has something. I haven't seen it totally to what I'm confident maybe the Lord's doing in everything. But I can assure you the Lord's doing something. Because the Lord's always doing something. God's calling us. You know, maybe the Lord did distract a little bit, because the Lord wants to emphasize more and more and more that this is a personal relationship. You ever figured how we've had to draw back a little bit? Maybe the Lord's trying to say, I'm here. This is what it's about anyway. I was trying to get your attention. Would you pay a little more attention over here? But the Lord's what it's all about anyway. You know, I regularly do services at home and stuff, but I was amazed because every Sunday morning when we wasn't having service, the Lord gave me something anyway. And I shared it with my family. I mean, every Sunday it was like the Lord gave me an inspiration. I was like, hey, that's pretty good. I will give that. And you know, the Lord was just faithful. So let's be encouraged. But I want to look along those lines. I want to start with the 72nd Psalm. A verse in the 72nd Psalm, the 6th verse. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass, as showers that water the earth. He shall come down like rain upon the mown grass. That gives me such a vivid picture in my mind. You know, it happens out here a lot. I notice that it isn't this year. There's been rain. Had a good rain last night. But I notice out here, every place that don't get rain after a while, this scripture is talking about grass that's cut down. It's mown down. Usually there's seasons for that. So you cut the grass down and then the season's over. This is particularly maybe talking about overly grazed land. It's land that's run down. You drive over it. You stomp on it. You crush it. The grass dies off of it. And you look at it and it's barren and it's dry and it looks hopeless. It looks like there's nothing there. And you wonder, I wonder sometimes mine gets so dry in places where the soil's not good. I wonder how it could ever come back. It looks so dead. It looks completely dead. Now, how could that possibly come back? And that's just what is referring to, something that's crushed and broken and dried up. And it reminds me of the scripture where the Lord says to Ezekiel, can these bones live, Ezekiel? Well, Ezekiel wasn't even the place to give that a very positive answer. Only thou knowest, Lord. I can't fathom the idea that this could do anything. But the Lord descends upon it like a rain. And what difference it makes in our lives. When the rain of the Lord, if you've been disappointed, I want to encourage you something. If you've been disappointed and discouraged, and if things haven't all the way to go your way, maybe people's disappointed you. I want to tell you something. The Lord wasn't talking about the rain coming on the rainforest here. The rain descends upon this mown ground, this dry, barren, there's hardly anything left. It's crushed, it's disappointed, the heartaches and all those failures. Has anybody ever had failures? And how disappointing it is to a soul that wants to go to heaven to have failures in their life. It's so disappointing to end up in a failure and those kind of things. You know, the Lord comes like a rain. Oh, let's not forget, in the middle of all this that we're going on, that God descends like a rain on it. And when we don't think there could be any life left in it, when the rain comes, it makes the difference, doesn't it? Things start changing. Up home, they cut the hay fields, and a lot of times the rainy season's over and the grass don't want to grow anymore. Only thing it needs is rain, folks. The only thing that needs to come back is for the Lord to come on it. The only thing that needs to change it is the Lord come on it. So many times it's like we're disappointed, and what's the use? Have you ever said to yourself, what's the use? I tried last year. I tried the year before. I done it at the last camp meeting in Guthrie. I've done it over and over. What's the use? I want to tell you, there's a rain. The Lord's like a rain that comes on it. That we can refresh Him, start bringing new life out of it and new faith. Where you lost it, new faith can start coming out of those places. So we're in this time that we're in now. The outlook's dreary. What's going to happen with this? What's going to happen with this? The economy, what's happened to this? Have you lost anything? Have you lost some finances? Is there anything? Have you lost a situation in your life? Have you lost your job? Have you lost those kind of things? And it looks like it's all drying up. But the Lord says, I'm going to come like a rain on the barren, mowed, crushed, disappointed land. And when I come onto the land, oh, when I rain on it, it's going to start growing back. It's going to start growing back. Allow yourself enough faith for the Lord to come into that place and touch it. The Lord wants to do something for us. The Lord ain't through. The Lord is fruitful. Many times, the most glorious God out of the mown ground. It's the crust. It's the barren. It's the dry that the Lord can get the most out of. Can these bones live? How could dry bones live? It don't look possible to me, Lord, thou knowest. But the Lord did make life come out of it. And the Lord wants to make something out of our lives too. I believe that the Lord, all the other meetings are canceled. But this one isn't. You couldn't do this in West Virginia right now. A lot of states you couldn't do it. But the Lord allowed us to do it here. Because he rained on us. Going to rain when you need some rain. Going to give you what you need to have. We're needing something. Lord, going to rain on us. Be encouraged tonight. There's another scripture over in Joel. This is an interesting scripture here in Joel. The idea of the scripture is that, well, Lord help me, you'll get it here. Someone help me out if you get Joel 2, 25. Joel 2 and 25. Okay, now the idea here is that when these locusts and these worms and all these things get through, they do a thorough job. When they come in, they not only take care of the existing fruit, but they're going to do damage to the whole plant, to the bark, to the buds, and that's going to affect next year's fruit and possibly years' fruit. That's going to be affected by these locusts that's going to eat it up, and they're going to come in, and you're affected for now. But the Lord says in this passage, I'm going to restore. I'm going to restore the years. In other words, there's the years that would have been lost by this, the Lord is going to come and change those things in it. You know, I know that it's true that we suffer the problems of past life. Many times our sin, there's things in sin that you do that you have to pay the consequence for. But I want to tell you something else too. God's good. And God's got the ability to restore to us lost years, lost times where there wouldn't normally ever, ever, ever be fruit on that tree. Where there'd never be fruit in that field. Where that could never, ever make a difference. The Lord's got the ability to rain on that and cause it to have fruit. And he can restore the years that you've lost in relationships. Bad relations. God can restore those things. And you say, well, there'll always be this or always be that. I want to encourage you, if you'll give yourself to the Lord and allow the Lord to come and reign on your life, if you will give the Lord that, if you as a couple are having difficulty, I want to tell you, if you'll give the Lord that, the Lord can restore the years that the locusts have eaten. He can cause there to be more fruit and more fruit, and he can prune and he can get the best out of it over the years. If you've lost, I'm going to say this, if you've lost finances in this situation we're in, do you know God can restore your financial situation? God is miraculous in what he can do for his people. But he says, I'm going to do it on the mown ground. Many times the Lord gets us down to this place to where we're crushed. Many times he gets us down to the place that we're going to have to say, Lord, if you don't rain on me, I'm done. If you don't send me something, I'm crushed and broken and disappointed, and I'm just a human and things hurt. And when people say things, it hurts me. And when things happen, it hurts, and I respond to that. I don't know. Maybe there's someone here that's a giant enough that it can encourage us on how to get there. But I know as a human being, I respond to stuff. And when something happens, I respond to it. Just a human response. You know, if I'm walking along through the woods, and I've done this before, walking through the woods and about step on a rattlesnake, when I do that, I'm human. I mean, you can see some real human reaction about the time you start to step on one. One time I was going along and saw this rattlesnake. Oh, look, and there's a rattlesnake. And I remember the first reaction was like, whoa. Well, then I realized, well, it ain't going to hurt me. I mean, I was that. But the reaction there of a human reaction, we respond to things and we have a mind and we think about things and those kind of things. But then there's God. And then the Lord will speak, I'm here. I'm still here. Lord, help me to be what I should be in all these situations. Restore to me lost time. Another scripture says redeeming the time. Redeeming the time. Walking circumspectly, work them circumspectly, not as fools, but as wise, redeeming the time. Maybe, just maybe, the Lord is wanting us to pick up a pace. Maybe the Lord is wanting us to draw closer to Him for our personal, I'm talking personally, to draw closer to Him for our personal needs. Maybe the Lord's going to look and know that we all benefit collectively when we all benefit individually. Maybe when I become more spiritual, when I become more connected to the Lord, and you become more connected to the Lord, we all become more connected to the Lord, maybe we're more connected together. Maybe it's a better place. Maybe we have more insight. Maybe things are altogether better. Maybe the Lord's drawing this to a certain place for us. You always have to say it's for you, folks. You always have to say, Lord, what's in this for me? Lord, help us. Lord, rain on our meeting this week. Rain on the crushed. Rain on the broken. Rain on the disappointed. Lord, rain on us that we can grow out of this place and be greener than we've ever been. That we would be something that somebody would look at, an oasis in the world. An oasis of faith and confidence in God. Hopefully that's what we are. Something that people can look at. And I think of the story of Job. I won't turn to it. We know the story of Job, most of us. Job found himself in quite a situation. Job was a faithful man. Job loved the Lord and served the Lord. But the Lord still allowed something to happen to his life, didn't he? The Lord still allowed Job a certain amount of crushing. He allowed Job a certain kind of anguish. Can you imagine? Can you imagine losing the things that Job lost? I know that the Lord's got grace for me. But if I get a call tonight saying, Marty, your house burnt down, it would be impossible that emotionally it wouldn't touch me. If there's somebody here that's bigger than I'm glad, I'm saying I would turn to the Lord. And I know the Lord's got grace for me. He hasn't everything. But my mind would still, I would still have to get that. I would still have to go get that. The loss of what I've worked for and gained and those kind of things. And Job had got into that situation and had done those things and it was meaningful or he wouldn't have done it. And then all of a sudden he lost those possessions and lost those things. It would have had to have been meaningful to him. It was a loss of something to him. It would have been meaningful. Then how about your children, loved ones? I recently lost my mother. It's the first one of our immediate family that died. I lost my mom. And during Monarch meeting, she lived close here, so I visited her a lot at this time. And there's nobody to visit there now. She's gone. And it touches me. It still now touches me. It touched me when it happened. It still touches me. And every once in a while, I find myself saying to my family, my mom's gone. Like, I just realized again, mom's not around anymore. Mom's gone. And that touches me. As a human, it touches me. I feel a certain brokenness about that. Lord, rain on it. Lord, rain on that place. Make me better for the things that I feel. Make me better for it. And some of you know, I don't mind saying it, Brother Lauren Busby was a very close friend. You're all my friends. But sometimes we get connected more with one than another. And I was very connected with Brother Lauren. We pitched a lot of horseshoes together. We've done a lot of things together. I spent many, many, many times in his home. I went with him in different places. I done a lot of things to him. I called him a dear friend. And he died. He just died. I just get the report. But he just died. And I feel a brokenness about it. And every once in a while, I'll say to my family, I'll say to my wife, Brother Lauren's gone. Brother Lauren's gone. In the late afternoons here at Monarch, we would go up to Granby, and sometimes Clifton would go with us. We'd go pitch horses. And we did it for years. We did it for years. And now, there's a crazy COVID meeting. There's my mom's gone and Brother Lauren's gone. The whole meeting, the whole thing's gone. What's going on? God, rain on me. Come like a rain. Cause something out of these adversities, these difficulties. Cause something to grow. Cause me to be better because it happened. Cause me to be more alert. Cause me to be more than I've ever been before. Job, it's Lord. Job can say, "Don't let it be for nothing. I lost my whole family. All my children died." Can you imagine? All of your children died. I haven't been in a place to lose one. I know some have. Lord bless you. May God rain on that. I can't imagine what Job must have felt, but I'm going to tell you this all at one time. He lost to the point that he's broken, crushed, disappointed. All of these things had to be in his humanity, but he didn't charge God foolishly. He kept his heart. God gives, and God taketh away. Lord, rain on this. You know what happened in Job's life? He went through a time. He went through the difficulties of it. I wonder how many times he said to his wife, "Our children's gone." I couldn't name them by name, but he did. They're gone. I can't talk to them anymore. I can't do this with them anymore. All gone. Broken. Hurts. Lord, rain on it. Rain on it. You know what the Lord did for Job? After the process was full, he put a shower on Job. He rained on him. And he come out greener, better, more gold than he ever had before, was gotten by the process of God. Oh, how many times I said, "I wish his foolishness would end." Oh, how many times. Lord, you know what our prayer ought to be? Lord, rain on us. Help us in all of these things to be the best example that we can be. Help us in this time to show our faith. Help us, Lord, to show our love. Help us to show what we can show. Lord, rain on us and give us a better mind for you. Cause us to grow as much as we can grow. There's another other scriptures that come to my mind as I think about it. There was a woman in the Bible that had an issue of blood. And this happens in these places. I've kind of been in these places sometimes. I remember when Tammy was dying and all, and it seems so long. The whole thing seems so long, drawn out. But this woman had an issue of blood for 12 years. You think she ever got discouraged? But I think it was rot with disappointments. I think it was rot with discouragement. I want a normal life. I want to be able to feel good. You ever been there? I just want to feel good. I mean, I can get that way it don't take much. But boy, if I could just get a sore throat or sick for a couple of days and it's like, oh, I wish I could just... You know, I wish I could just taste something again. Or I just long for the time that I'll be better. And things will be well. 12 years. She has this issue. No doubt it was disappointing to her. It had to be a disappointed. She lost all of her living. She paid all of her living to try to get better. And she grew worse all the time. How disappointing must that to be? But there come a time, a glimmer in the brokenness, in the dryness, in the disappointments, there come a glimmer. There come a hope. Oh, maybe distant at first. Somebody says something about this one called Jesus. He going about healing. All these things. Oh. After 12 years. Weak. Cast down. Maybe shoved aside by society. If I could just touch the hem of his garment. Oh, a glimmer. A glimmer of hope. A little bit of idea here that the Lord would rain on me. That the refreshing, if the newness, the life of God would fall on me. And she said, "If I but touch the hem of his garment." Oh, and I can just in my mind, I see her pressing through that crowd and almost that time, maybe almost, I know I'm taking liberty, but if she could get it, she's weak. But if I could just Oh, I want to tell you a couple things that I believe. I believe if she hadn't touched him, his garment, I don't think 6 inches, 2 inches, 1 inch, I don't think anything would have got it except for she touched. And I also believe with the amount of sincerity that she had, there was no way that she wasn't going to touch the hem of the garment if God had to turn this clock back. If he had to turn the sun backwards in the sky, that woman that wanted to touch the hem of his garment so bad was going to touch it. And when she touched it, he reigned. On that barren ground, on that hopeless soul, he reigned on her. What do you think that woman must have went to the house like? What must she have went home with? I'm going to tell you, she went home with more than healing in her heart, I believe. I believe she went with something divine in her soul. I think she went with something, oh, I've got to tell, something that was real. Do you remember another story of a man in the scripture that laid beside the pool, and annually, I believe the angel would come down at a certain time and season and stir the pool. And the idea was is that the first one to be, the first one of all the lame, of all the sick, the first one to get the water into the water after the angel had stirred it would be made whole. Oh, what a hope. I imagine the first year out of, how many was it, 30? I don't know, it was a long time. The first year must have been, hey, I don't know, again, I'm give me liberty. He didn't say, you know, I'm 25 years old. You know, if I can get touched, I got so much, too much. I didn't get here that year, but next year, 26, I'm 56 now. I'm 66. I've been here all that time. And the Lord comes by. Why'd you get here in the water? I have nobody to help me. And every time I start on my way, somebody steps in before me over and over. Disappointed. Over and over. Disappointed. Disappointed in others. He could have blamed others. Disappointed in himself, disappointed in the angel, disappointed in life, disappointed in everything. But what else do you have? But a glimmer of hope. Maybe one day I'll be the one that steps in. Well, I'm going to tell you, he met Jesus. Yes. You don't have to step in the pool now. And the Lord rained on him. The Lord reigned on him and gave him a hope in his life. And now after all those years, he took strength and was able. Oh, Lord. You know, the Lord didn't tell all that for nothing. You don't have a problem that he can't reign on. You don't have a problem that he can't fix. You don't have a discouragement that he can't come and help you with. And many times the Lord will leave us in a physical condition. How many times have we been left in a physical condition and the Lord reign on us with such peace and courage and strength? Oh, I've told this many, many times. But it's my testimony. And the Lord reigned on me. But I remember where I was standing, tears in my eyes, and I felt like I didn't aim to quit serving the Lord. It's just that I got into a place that I was so downed, so I said to the Lord, Lord, I'm at the end of the rope. Yes. I felt like that my fingernails was on the last bit of twine. I just felt like, Lord, if you don't do something for me, I'm done. I'm at the end of my rope. You know, when I poured my heart out like that, I'll have to say this. I got more than I expected. It was like something started raining. Literally on me, and it rained all the way through me, and it left me in the same circumstance that I started with it, with the exception of a great peace that Sister Tricia was talking about. A great peace and grace rested on my soul, and the words embedded in my heart, you're going to make it. I knew that there was nothing that could derail me now. God had rained on my barren land. And out of that came a freshness and a newness and a reality We don't have to look at this point as some point in the end of anything. This thing can be the beginning of everything for all of us. Whatever your situation is, you can start. If it needs started anew, this is a good place to start anew. This is a good place to say, Lord, Lord, rain on me. I need help in my soul. I need something special like this. I don't have the desire, the will to go on. I've been hurt. I'm disappointed with everybody. Usually if you're disappointed in everybody, it's you. And I'm going to just take that start off. If I'm disappointed in everybody, I got a problem. But you can be disappointed in people because people are very disappointing. It's just the truth. People can be very disappointing if you have an expectation of them. I'll give you a good hit here on a victory. Just get your expectation on the Lord. And he don't let you down on anything like that. But if those kind of things happen in life and you're in that kind of a position, the Lord wants to rain on you. He wants you to grow out of that barren, dry place. There was a scripture that said about the Lord went to the land of the Gadarenes, and there in the land of the Gadarenes was a man that couldn't be tamed. He had a legion of devils. He lived in the tombs, and he cut himself, and they tried to chain him, and he couldn't be chained. Now, that's incredible to me, but he had the strength to break the chains. They couldn't fetter him, and that's the way this man was. And along comes Jesus into the land of the Gadarenes, and immediately the forces that was behind that man recognized the great authority and power that had landed on their coast. Jesus had came. Jesus came for a purpose and a reason. He went by the land of the Gadarenes for a man that had legion. Thank you, Jesus. And when he got through raining on this man, he sat clothed in his right mind praising God. And when he wanted to go with Jesus, no doubt there remained in him some apprehension. When he wanted to go with Jesus, Jesus told him, stay here and testify what wonderful works God's done. You got enough because I've rained on you. You have enough to go through this. You can be blessed. There was another one, if you'll remember. You remember there was a time that there was a woman at a well. Jesus says, it's necessary. It's needful that I go by Samaria. Oh, he knew why he was going by Samaria. Folks, listen. Jesus is going by you. He knows you. This is not the Jesus that's limited by the footfalls of a human body. This is the all-encompassing now. He goes by everybody. But he went by the Samaritan. Remember, said there's a woman there at the well. Draw me some water. Well, there you remember the conversation that took place there. And Jesus talked about water and said, you can't draw. You ain't got nothing to draw with. And all these things and went through the thing. And at the end of it, he says to this woman, you've had five husbands, one you're with, not your husband, know all about you. And the woman was amazed because the prophecy was that when the Messiah come, that he would know all things that you've done. And all of a sudden, this man told me everything that I'd done. Surely this is him that was prophesied about. This is the one and this woman who had all of these things. And you notice the Lord wasn't reluctant to go to the woman that had all of these issues and problems. Crushed and life had treated her poorly and all of these things and poverty and all the things that can happen to people in life. Mistreated, misdone, misunderstood. All the things that can be done for whatever reason, looking for satisfaction and hope and stuff and things that you'll never find it in. No doubt she did that. She had six husbands, five husbands and one. It didn't deter the Lord. You think your case is too bad for the Lord? Oh, no. He wants to rain on you. He wants to take that place that has been so disappointed and show you what the love of God can do in your heart. When he gets through with that, he wants to see how, he wants, because he knows what he can do. And so when he got through, here was a woman that was probably not considered a very noble person, all of those things. He used her to go tell the gospel message down there in the city. Pick this one, go down there and tell it. And he rained on her and done something for her. Oh, Nicodemus, who sneaks in by night, wondering about the things and not sure about the things, and comes to the Lord because he was an honest heart. And he comes to the Lord in the night because he didn't want he didn't want the other people to know about it. So he comes in tonight. Oh, Nicodemus, the Lord's going to rain on you. You stick around. And the Lord starts talking to Nicodemus. Oh, can you imagine that one that it spoke of that had such authority? It speaks not like other men speaks. Could you imagine him looking into Nicodemus' eyes and saying, for God so loved the world? Oh, I'm going to tell you, you think Nicodemus went away from that? He rained on him. He took a guy that was shy and come by night, but he didn't always stay that way. He done something for him. He rained on him. And Peter that denied the Lord. Oh, Peter that had... Oh, he's going to stand up for the Lord no matter what. That must have hurt that man. You know how much that must have hurt? Anybody ever failed to that magnitude? You ever fail? Feel that awful failure? Peter, the one that was so sure, so confident he was going to do this. I won't go nowhere. Lord, I'll die with you. And all of a sudden he's there cursing and swearing. I never knew him. I will tell you that hurt when the Lord looked his way. It hurt. Is it done, Peter? Peter, I'm going to come and rain on you. I know, you're cast out. I know how you're feeling. I'm going to encourage you. I'm going to come and I'm going to rain on you. And you're going to realize that that failure is going to be the very center hallmark of your whole experience. You're going to look at that when you could look at anybody in any way. You're going to look and say, Lord, rain on them. Lord, don't cast them away. But like you did me, have mercy. Rain on them. Make them different. All of this stuff out there, folks, I'm going to tell you, just look at humanity this way. If the Lord rains on them and changes their life and brings life into it, it'll change everything. I want to just encourage the congregation here at the beginning of this meeting. Yeah, we're in some unusual times. God knows all about them. And I feel like the Lord, I can't keep from feeling like it. See what the Lord's doing. With all, I know it's just stuff. But the Lord's vision. He's got a vision for something. I don't think there's a quitting time yet. I think the Lord wants to reign on us as a people. And bring us to the place that he wants us to be. And that is, he wants us to be in a place to be the mother of all. He wants us to be the outreach to this present world. We can't do it unless he rains on us. Make us what you ought to be, Lord. You pray for me. I want to be faithful.